Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. From Governor Tim Walz to Bernie Sanders, Jane Fonda to Bruce Springsteen, Minnesotans and the nation showed up Saturday to No Kings 3.0.
To our immigrant community here in Minnesota. You are seen, heard, valued, and loved.
Minnesota showed the American people, and in fact the world, what democracy is about, what grassroots activism is about, and what standing up for the American ideals of freedom and justice is about.
Renee and I believe that one of the things that will foster a world of radical kindness is to be able to admit mistakes and learn from them.
Well, through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue, city of flame, fought fire and ice, neath an occupier's boots.
Organizers say an estimated 200,000 people showed up at the state capitol rally. The capitol's closed for the next week during the Easter Passover break, and fraud is still front and center when lawmakers return to work. Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says progress is being made in the House on the Office of Inspector General bill.
We are determined to get an independent Inspector General proposal onto the governor's desk, and we're really grateful that the House, Democrats and Republicans, are now finally moving that proposal to get us into a position to pass it.
The OIG bill easily passed the Senate last year, but has stumbled through the House this session. State officials say the tax season is running smoothly for many Minnesotans. State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marquardt says they're seeing fewer delays and faster refunds.
We expect we will get about 3 million returns in when the tax filing year is over. We have about 60% that have filed up to this point, about 1.8 million.
Marquardt says filing electronically is both the most secure way to file and the quickest way to get your refund. The Minnesota Vikings are mourning the loss of two legendary defensive players. The team says middle linebacker Jeff Seaman died Friday at age 75, and safety Joey Browner passed away Saturday at age 65. Seaman was the number 10 overall pick in 1972 and made four Pro Bowls. Browner was the first ever defensive back taken by the Purple and a six-time Pro Bowl selection. Both were named to the 50 Greatest Vikings team. This is MNN.